This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The world's richest nations are promising to share at least a billion COVID shots with struggling countries around the world. The U.S. is leading the charge, pledging to donate half of those doses. Britain's promising 100 million. President Biden's in Britain this morning for the G7 summit. Our Karen Shamas is in London.
President Biden says the U.S. is committed to help lead the world out of this pandemic. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the aim is to get the whole world vaccinated by 2022.
If we can do that, we'll be making a real step forward in dealing with the pandemic globally, which is important because we know no one's safe until everyone's safe.
The G7 group, which includes leaders from Canada, France, Germany, Italy and Japan, are being pressured to highlight their vaccine donation plans. The pressure has mounted as inequities in supply around the world have become more pronounced. Karen Shamas, London.
Democrats call it harrowing and a weaponization of law enforcement. The Justice Department under then-President Donald Trump subpoenaed data from Apple in 2018 on key Democrats. This came as President Trump fumed about investigations into his campaign's ties to Russia. Here's our Tim McGuire.
House Democrats are demanding an investigation after it has been learned the Justice Department under former President Donald Trump seized communications data of members of the House Intelligence Committee. The New York Times reports that in 2017 and 2018, the Trump Justice Department subpoenaed Apple for communications data from at least two members of the House Intelligence Committee, including now committee chair, California Congressman Adam Schiff. He was the ranking Democrat on the panel at the time.
A man shot and killed a woman and her one-year-old grandson inside a Palm Beach County, Florida supermarket before killing himself. Motive still a mystery. This is AP News. Who will the new host of TV's Jeopardy be? Oscar Wells Gabriel says they're still trying to figure that out.
Who are Anderson Cooper, Mayim Bialik, and Ken Jennings? That would be the correct question to the answer. Who are just some of the people who have auditioned to replace the late Alex Trebek? And it does not even count Robin Roberts, LeVar Burton, and Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who have yet to do their on-air test to replace Trebek, who died in November of 2020. It's a far cry from 1984, when Jeopardy last needed a host. Comedian Lucille Ball then told creator Merv Griffin to pick Trebek, who was doing high rollers at the time. It's expected a decision will be made before the new season begins taping later this summer. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Amazon will let corporate and tech employees work remotely 2 days a week now. Some employees pushed back against returning to the office full time. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.